You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Really caused this disaster that it ended up with Tisha B'Av. What really happened? What happened? Why the mission of the spies ended up with a very downfall day? But how did it start? So now, here when we review the Sefer Devarim, so there are many details that we don't see before, like let's say in Parashat Shelach Lecha, there are many details that is mentioned in Sefer Devarim that we don't see it there, such as, Shabbat Shalom mentions, Vatigrebun Elai. What does Vatigrebun Elai means? No, Lekarev. What does Lekarev mean? They approach. So Rashi Kedosh says that the kids, they were pushing the young one pushing the older one. They were pushing them. So here, Shabbat Shalom mentions that the whole problem arise because actually the whole mission that they decided to do, it was through the young ones. When he says, Vatirabun Elai, that means these little kids are forcing, hey, let's go, let's do it, let's see what's happening. So that's what Rashi Kedosh brings. So that means they had no respect for the elderly, for the Zaganim and so on. So here we see the cause of, you know, losing 15,000 people every year. 15,000 people. That every Tisha B'Av, they would dig their kever, and then they would sleep in it. And then the next day, it would be announced whether it's allowed to come out. So you see here, you see a beautiful thing. That the whole disaster that we went through, that they were pushed by the young ones. There's an interesting story about a gentleman who was driving, and then all of a sudden, he notices that the car pulls. So obviously, he guessed, so he has a flat tire. So then he pulled out the exit, so he stopped by the street, and then he says, yeah, it's a flat tire. So started working on the flat tire, took the spare out, and then he notices he takes the flat tire out and put the bolts, and then as he was working on it, all the bolts fly away and he could not find them. So he was going around and said, well, what he's supposed to do, what he can do. So there was somebody standing in a building, and he notices that this building is a hospital for, not a physical hospital, for the other one, what do you call it? Yeah, mental hospital. So the guy, you know, he's looking at him, he's going around and he's like very nervous. He says, what's happened? What happened? What are you doing? He says, you know, I lost the bolts to the tire. I don't know what to do. He says, could it work with three bolts? He says, yeah. He says, now take one bolt from the other wheels and put it here. He says, ah. Unbelievable. Did you live here in this building? You say, yes. You say, I'm wondering, you know, how could it be such a smart person he's in here? You say, you were wondering, I'm in here, I'm wondering how come you're out there? Many times that's what happens to us. You know, we feel we are very chacham, we can know what to do, you know. And we ignore everybody, we do our own thing. But here we see the whole disaster of the Tisha B'Av came about. Why? Because they listened to the kids, to the young one. Yeah. Because we always think, you know, we're the chachamist, we're the wisest, and we know what we're doing. Hashem is like, you know, Sheh, Nizkeh B'Zad Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.